We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tommy Tucker here with you as this coverage continues. We're going to be here all day long, all afternoon and evening long. Newell will be here next from 3 until 5, and then Scoot takes it over from 5 until 7. Right now we're joined by Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good morning. I am saying good morning. Yeah. I hear your voice. I think it's morning.
It's habit. That's exactly right.
Good afternoon. I'm at the Mandeville Lakefront, actually, looking at Lake Pontchartrain on the North Shore.
What are you seeing?
I see calmness at this point, perhaps the calmness before the storm. Mm-hmm. Big clouds in the sky, but it's calm now, and the water is low. No big waves yet.
So what are your big worries here about St. Tammany Parish? Mike, and for the people there, we kind of walk them through this, if you will, and what you want them to do and what they might be looking for, and then go along the timeline, if you will.
Certainly. As other parishes are preparing, we're doing the same. We're preparing from a parish standpoint, but for our citizens, we are asking them to be prepared for perhaps flooding. Waters that normally come from Lake Pontchartrain onto their properties, from Slidell to Lacombe to Mandeville to Madisonville, those that are have direct access to the lake, they can expect the waters to storm surge to come up onto their properties, particularly with the amount of rain that we're expecting inland as well. We could have some riverine flooding as well. So we ask our citizens to be prepared in that regard. Between now and the end of the day, we still have sandbag locations open to our citizens, six different locations around the parish, and we have both fill your own, self-serve, or we've got personnel available to put sandbags in the back of your vehicle or pickup truck or whatever. So we do have that available between now and the end of the day. We ask our citizens also to be prepared with food, water, and all other provisions in the event they're asked to stay at home tomorrow when the most inclement weather is expected.
You and I have talked a lot about Phase 2 and the businesses in St. Tammany now that, you know, talk about Murphy's Law, whatever you want to call it, when they finally get into Phase 2, this happens. Are you suggesting these businesses stay open? Is it strictly their call?
Well, at this point, here on a Saturday afternoon, I just came down Highway 190 from Covington to Mandeville, and businesses are open. They're thriving. Here in Mandeville, local restaurants are open. People are sitting outside at the tables. There's quite a lot of business going on. I see each and every business that is open today. I would think tomorrow will be a different story. Perhaps in the morning, the grocery stores will be open for last-minute shoppers. But we ask our citizens to prepare early and do as much as they can today before inclement weather tomorrow.
I see St. Tammany sandbag locations, and I'll give them in a second. If you could make a comparison to this. We don't know what's going to happen yet, but in terms of where we are right now to maybe storm events that have happened in the past, is there any Any comparison you could make, Mike, perhaps to give somebody a little bit of a frame of reference?
Yes, I would think because of the nature of the storm, it's coming due north towards southeast Louisiana, which means it's going to have a pretty much a direct hit here in St. Tammany Parish. We'll get the brunt of the winds, and the waters, particularly from the lake, will be there'll be a storm surge on to the lake shore here in Mandeville and other areas from Slidell eastward back to Madisonville on the west. So we can expect inland flooding from storm surge for several feet, as I'm expected, and as I listened to Chris Franklin earlier this afternoon, mm-hmm. before the other speakers, I would expect that. So I ask our citizens if they've experienced flooding from tropical storms and other rain events in the past, that they may have to prepare for such this time as well.
I appreciate your time. I really do. And look, Mike, it's a tough spot. You don't want to alarm anybody, but you got to let everybody know what might happen as well. So I think a lot of people at St. Tammany, as yourself, are experiencing those sandbag distribution sites. Close when?
They close at 5:30 today. And again, there is either self-serve or personnel is available to load sandbags in the back of your vehicle.
Thank you, sir. Take care, Michael.
Thank you,
talk to you again. All righty.
Yes, sir.
The locations. You too. Locations are St. Tammany Parish Government Building on Coop Drive, Parish Public Works, Airport Road Barn, the old Levy District site, Parish Public Works, Fritchie Barn, St. Tammany Parish Public Works Barn, Keller Barn, and then the Covington Barn on Florida Street. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Plaquemines Parish President Kirk Lapine as our special coverage, the approach of Tropical Storm Cristobal continues. The governor has declared a state of emergency, and we just want you to get ready and know what to expect. And we'll be with you throughout it all here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.